Hello, welcome to another edition of the Chesapeake Hockey Week. I am your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing on this fine post-St. Paddy's Day Tuesday? Hope you're all doing well. Hope you recovered. And if you didn't go out, I hope you had a good Sunday. See the amateur hour happening. As I sit here watching dump trucks full of snow being brought so the place doesn't flood here in North Dakota. A flood of emotions happened this weekend. Segway. As the last home series of the NAHL season for the Maryland Black Bears has happened. It's come. It is gone. And now we just wait for the last two weekends to go. And then we'll put a bow on this inaugural season. But hell of a weekend for the Black Bears. A lot of stuff going on there. And we'll talk about that. Also, we'll talk about the MSHL actually gave me an update on what the M2 was. It's the Tier 2 Montgomery Division. And we'll have an update on what happened in that championship. So there's that. We'll get to some players. And then we'll get to a big one that I forgot the entire season because I'm an idiot and didn't do the groundwork. I'm putting this all on me, though Elite Prospects could have done a little better job of updating me. Whatever. We're not going to point fingers here. We're all about love. Or not. I don't know. And then, yeah, we will, next week, I will preview this next week. We will do a Maryland player. We'll put a bow on some Maryland players, that have, you know, their seasons are over. And then we'll talk about them and what they're doing. The pros obviously play until about early April and some colleges will be dwindling down here in a bit. So we will see what happened with those who have actually finished up their season and what they're going to do. Coming up next. But first, we'll get to the Maryland Black Bears, who, like I said, last home weekend of the inaugural season. And man, the people turned up for this. Turned up in a big way, standing room only, both nights. A big 500. A big 500 on the board for an attendance, which is second only to the opening night. So sandwiched in between there. A good season attendance-wise for your Maryland Black Bears. And tough loss on Friday night, amazing win on Saturday night. Let's get to and talk about this whole dang thing. First period, already had it was Billet Appreciation Night, and I know a lot of the Billets listen in and follow us on Chesapeake HW Pod on Twitter. We thank you for that. And they were getting their just desserts, as it were, when it comes to what they do behind the scenes, what they do to fuel a junior hockey club. So it was Billet Appreciation Night. Great to see all of the Billets get recognized. Great to see the players recognize their Billets and all that. And the Maryland Black Bears did a great thing showing the Billets with the players that they had and how both have affected each other's lives. So that was really cool. It wasn't cool to start off with in the game, as power plays were a big thing, dueling power plays almost. Brody Mezeros of the New Jersey Titans scored his third of the season on just a wicked slap shot. No chance for Anthony Del Tufo in front with the screen, his third of the year on the power play. Then about 5 minutes later, Luke Mountain, starting off his big weekend with a power play goal of his own, his 15th of the season. Jonathan Young with 23 assists, his 23rd assist, and Bobby Batten, his 4th assist. And then not 15 seconds later, Kyle Jeffers, his 24th of the season, from Mitch Malich, Mitch Macklett. There we go. And that's how the first period ended. A little back and forth, 5-on-5 play, definitely dominated by the Titans. 14-4 were the shots in the first period. Maryland just couldn't get things going in that first period. Second period, things start to shift, get a little bit more aggressive there. Even though midway through the period, Shane Havlett got his third of the season on the power play, again, for the New Jersey Titans. But again, 5 minutes later, Kareem Del Ponte. Luke Mountain with the assist on there. Jonathan Young, another assist there. Del Ponte, his third goal of the year on the even strength. Then in the third period, Mezeros got his second of the game from Kyle Jeffers. And then just an unbelievable goal with about just less than 5 minutes remaining in the third period. Merrick Wozniak just drove down the right side, cut across, diving, flipping in the air, putting the puck past the shoulder of Brandon Perrone, making it 4-3. Luckily, our eye in the sky, which was just ice level, Johnny P, he had a great photographic evidence of that. I put it up on the Twitter. You can check it out on FOHS Radio on Facebook for that. His pictures also from Saturday were on there as well. And that was it. Maryland tried. Maryland pressed. Couldn't get that equalizer. And the score ended 4-3. Hard-fought loss there for Maryland. Anthony Del Tufo, 38 saves in losing effort. After that first period, things started to wake up a little bit, even though, again, third period, 5-on-5 play seemed to be dominated by New Jersey, 18-6. 42-18 were the shots totaled. So probably not the outcome they wanted, probably not what they desired, under 20 shots in the game. And they knew Saturday they had to come out firing. And, you know, a little slow start again, power play again on the mind, and really not helping out. The penalty kill has not been great this year for the Black Bears. And defensive zone coverage has not been great in the past few weeks. It doesn't help being down a defenseman. You're only playing five defensemen. That hurts a lot. So that, you know, tired bodies do make a little bit of mental errors. But notwithstanding, Gavin Goulash got his 24th of the year on the power play. Ryan Namofsky and Alex Konolakoff with the assist there. Then Jude Curtis, he had a weekend. It was his first weekend in the NAHL. He was signed at the beginning of the month. He was a tender for the Mercer Chiefs. And I believe 21 points with the Chiefs in the under-18 branch of the Mercer Chiefs. Gets his first goal off of Lucas Youngblom shot. Tipsky right past Ryan Winter. His first in his NHL career, Youngblom and Christian Brune on the assist there. Then Connor Pooley rifles one home from the slot. His 17th of the season from Luke Mountain made it 2-1. 5 minutes after that, Chris Garbey just found a hole and stuck it through. Ladies, Shane Havlett on the assist there, tied the game. And the rest of the regulation pretty much meant nothing. The OT almost meant nothing as well. Until Luke Mountain again, he done it again, kids, goes down, just seeing the time just ticking away, just throws one on net, goes over the shoulder of Winter, your overtime winner with 3 seconds remaining, his 16th of the season, Max Borst, 10th assist of the season, puts fan appreciation night, put a nice little bow on that. As the Maryland Black Bears finish their home schedule with a win in dramatic fashion, 3-2. Andrew Takas, who was a DeMatha product and from Bowie, Maryland, 31 saves in his debut, a win, and possibly what we could be seeing in the future with the Maryland Black Bears goaltending. We'll get to that in a minute here. With his two goals and two assists on the weekend, Luke Mountain was the Eastern Division Player of the Week. The second Maryland Black Bear in the history to get a Player of the Week. Anthony Del Tufo, a few months earlier, went ahead and got that honors. Two goals, two assists on the weekend. Luke Mountain, and I said on Twitter too, Luke Mountain has really stepped up his game offensively. He has been a guy whose name gets called by Alex Atano and other broadcasters constantly. Always trying to make plays. Always at the right spot. Always has that anticipation of where the puck is going to be, which you have to have with an offensive-minded player like that. So, aggressive on the puck, aggressive off the puck, knowing where to go. Luke Mountain is a sensational player, and I just hope that he is in the plans for next season as well. There are only three players leaving the Maryland Black Bears because of aging out, which is going past their 20 years of age. That's Connor Pooley, that's Kareem Del Ponte, and that is also Bradley Jenin, who has been injured. Also this weekend, Daylon Manin was injured, so he was not there this weekend, which again takes a little bit of offensive punch out of the Black Bears, but they got it done. Split, and in aggregate, they tied, so got that going for them, right? Did they tie? Yeah, they tied. That has to. The one goal game either way. So Luke Mountain, big week for him. Big week for the Black Bears, closing out in style. And they get an off weekend. So they will be off this coming weekend. They won't play again until the 29th in New Jersey. And then they'll finish out the season against the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Knights on the 5th and 6th. So here we go. Last few things. Really, 5th and 6th? Is that a... Are they really doing... No. It's a Friday. It's a Friday-Saturday tilt, but the Saturday tilt is at 3:30 in the afternoon. Sure. Why not? Way to go, Wilkes-Barre. In any case, that's that for now. That's the game weekend. But I had mentioned before about Andrew Takkis going in net and playing his first game and what that could mean for the Black Bears goaltending going forward. And it also kind of couples with the fact that what David Tomeo posted before the game on Saturday night. In his Twitter, which you can find him at dtomeo30. I guess we'll tell it verbatim. A sincere thank you from the bottom of my heart. Playing in front of you guys this year has been a treat. This is to Black Bear Nation. I can honestly say this has been one of the fastest years of my life. I came in here as a 19-year-old kid, having been traded here 3 days before training camp, not knowing what to expect. Ever since I arrived, this place has been special. It's been an honor to be a part of the inaugural season, and hopefully being the start of something great. I'd like to say a special thank you to President Ron Remick, owner Murray Gunty, for their unconditional hard work to make this place as fantastic as it is. I'd also like to thank Coach Clint, Coach Brandon, Coach Wolf for their endless hard work and devotion to the team, making me a part of this and believing in me. I'd like to thank the Padgett family for opening their home to me this year and spoiling me to make me feel like one of their own. I truly cannot believe tonight is our last home game here. Writing this has brought a few tears in my eyes because it's hard to describe in one message what this place has meant to me. This has been the best junior experience I could have asked for. Despite our record, I hope we can give you fans one last win tonight at home. I genuinely mean this. Thank you, and we'll never forget this year. So... I asked this to Colin McCarthy, who's the media relations director for the Maryland Black Bears, what players are graduating, because I thought David Tomeo still had another year, which he does. But this almost sounds like Tomeo. I don't know if he knows he's not going to be brought back, or he's got something further in mind. I know he stole a child after the game on Saturday to skate around the ice. It turned out he confirmed that, and then it turned out it also was a son of the billet parents that he had, so I guess it's okay. But you see the recent uptick in play from Anthony Del Tufo. You see Andrew Takkis getting a playing time, and you almost have to wonder if the David Tomeo era is over with, which is sad. I like David Tomeo. I'm a big David Tomeo fan. He really held this team together. Like I said, coming in to the season, he was second. He was the second to Benjamin Beck, and then that experience fell out, and Tomeo was the guy. I mean, his record didn't show it, but he kept this team in it a lot. He kept this team in a lot of games. Couldn't get a lot of goal support. That doesn't help either, but he made some great saves at key moments, and, you know, he has been... an ambassador, I would say, for this team outside the rink as well. He is someone who leads the community service by example, always out there, always a smile on his face, always seems to be just happy to be there. And if this is the last thing, if David knows something we don't, then Godspeed, because he's been a delight to cover. He has been a delight to, you know, just interact with on Twitter. And I think he's an all-around good kid in general. If this isn't the end, then great, cool. I hope to see him next year. I really do. I really think that he deserves another year. Him and Del Tufo there, and I think that would be a great tandem. I mean, Takkis is a 2001. Takkis is a kid who has a couple extra years on him. Like I said, I would like to see DeTomeo back, but again, he's 20. The aging and how everything works, I don't know. But it is an amazing sentiment. He, you know, his letter right there to be as thoughtful as he was awesome, and I'm glad he was able to experience this and be one of the forerunners of the first Black Bears team. Very cool to have him around. Also got himself a nice little top prospects deal there. So that was pretty cool also. So, David, thank you. Thank you very much. If this is a final farewell, you did us well. We can't ask you for any more. Awesome work. Here's to you. Onward and upward to whatever you go to next, sir. But I think that it had to be brought to light because that was a very heartfelt thing. Very, very cool thing for him to do. And definitely shows his leadership and how he's able to just, you know, lead by example. And good on him. So tip of the cap to you. Tip of this heavy seas mug to you. This is just water. What am I doing? Anyway, David Tomeo, thank you, sir. All right. So last week, I wonder what the hell the M2 and the M1 were. And the Maryland Student Hockey League, in their infinite wisdom, thank you for listening, whoever runs the Twitter, mentioned to me that the M1 is the Tier 1 of Montgomery and M2, obviously, the Tier 2 of Montgomery High Schools. The championship for the M2 happened last week, and last Tuesday with Damascus beating Rockville Magruder 6-3. Damascus going 15-0-2 on that one. Congratulations to Damascus. Yeah, there's not much more I can say about that. Also, it should be noted that the All-Met team, the All-Metropolitan team from the Washington Post will come out today. It's come out today, so as I tape this the day before, it ain't going to help me much. So I will bring that to you guys for all the Maryland content next week. I'm sure there's going to be some Damatha. I'm sure there's probably going to be some other like Magruder players. You know, we'll see how this all goes. I don't know what the Metropolitan expands out to for the Washington Post. I'll check the Baltimore Sun, too, see if they have any All-Met players from the Baltimore region. So they should have some Spalding kids, if all honesty. So I will review that next week along with the players who have finished up their season as well. One player that I forgot, Jacob Caffrey. Listen. Here's the thing. This is just me. I use elite prospects as a tool to keep track of players. It is a good tracking tool for players. When it is used vitally, it seems that Jacob Caffrey's stats not really great. And by not really great, I mean that he was a guy who they kind of fell behind. So that happens. Jacob Caffrey, Bethesda native, who also went to Stevenson University, one of the goalies there, and then went through New Hampshire, New Jersey, Philly, DMV, Ohio, Massachusetts, played in Montgomery youth hockey, spent 2 years playing for American International College for D1 and D3, came a call into his hometown. The coach retired and moved on. He was looking for a new place to go from AIC. And Dominic Dawes started up the program at Stevenson. And here's Mr. Caffrey. Oops, up there. And then he got signed by the Roanoke Railyard Dogs. And for one game last year, also with the Pensacola Ice Flyers, both of the Southern Professional Hockey League, the SPHL. And, yeah, then he kind of lost track. And then I just didn't keep track of him this year because, you know, I saw that he, you know, the stats didn't move on him. Which they don't for goaltenders for elite prospects for some reason. And here we are. I will say this. He just got his first shutout of his pro career this past week. So congratulations to him. On the season, 10-8-1-1. Like I said, one shutout, 3.19 goals against, 901 save percentage in 25 games. Also, the shutout win helped the Roanoke Railyard Dogs get a playoff spot for the second straight season. Really cool for them for a region that desperately needs minor league hockey. I think it's good for the community there. And then talking with the owner of the past and the ideal that they have there has been quite amazing about what they're putting together in Roanoke. And Jacob Caffrey seems to be at the forefront of all this, and it's good to see him there. My B, you probably don't listen, but my B dog. So Yeah, hopefully the McGinns are treating you well there, and hopefully Coach Dan Bremmer is looking at you and saying, this kid can do it. This kid from Stevenson can do it. Kid from Bethesda can do it. Get on it. So my B, Jacob, my B. Some other players. Other players to talk about. We got players to talk about. Sam Annis, everybody. I talk about him being a streaky guy. He continues that streakiness this week. 2 goals and 4 assists. Had 2 assists on against. They're all against San Antonio on Tuesday and Friday. Had two assists on Tuesday, 2 goals and 2 assists on Friday for Sam Annis there. Well, Nick Sorokin has got a first assist as an AHL player. Got an assist on Wednesday against Hartford with the Binghamton Devils in a losing effort. So good to see Sorokin get on the AHL board there. Eric Sweetman of the Idaho Steelheads back in action this week. No points, but I'd like to see him back in action. Adam Varga had himself a nice little week for himself, too. Tuesday night against the Erie Otters, the Mississauga Steelhead 17-year-old had an assist. And then on a Friday against North Bay, 2 goals and an assist in a losing effort. But a big night for him. I think it was said that he's had five of his 6 goals against North Bay. If he can find a place to play North Bay all the time, perfect. Really get him his wings again. So Varga and the Steelheads are headed to the playoffs. So that will be something we will keep an eye on as well to see how well he does and see how much playing time he actually does get. One little downside there is Veronica Petty in the Northeastern Huskies. She had 1 goal against Cornell in the opening round of the NCAA tournament, but they lost 3-2, and Northeastern is now out. And we will have a review of her sophomore season coming up here. So you have that to look forward to next week. We'll also have, I don't know what we'll have next week, in all honesty. Black Bears are off. Hockey's kind of over with. But we'll do a player year in review for the players who have already finished, mostly college players, in all honesty. And then we'll go from there to see what their idea might be for the next season. You always have guys who leave early, guys and gals. So we'll see how that goes. In any case, that's it. That's all. I've got nothing left for you. I've been Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been the Chesapeake Hockey Week on the part of the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction and part of Blog Talk Radio. You can catch all my stuff on Twitter at Chesapeake HW Pod, or my personal account, which is less about Maryland or more about Maryland, depending on the context, at Scotty Waz. The Facebook for the Media Faction, FOHS Radio. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/faceoffhockeyshow. Give as little as much as you want. Helps us do travel, helps us get equipment, helps us do bigger and better things. So that's it. That's all. I will talk to you guys next week. I'm not going to do the funny Maryland voice because, A, it turns into Chicago, and, B, my throat is really sore. So maybe just one. Maybe just one. You want one? Well, I'll give you one. Thank you for this near and ear horn. Go play some Clutch and Crab hockey. Have a week off. Don't know what you're going to do. Maybe go down the ocean. Starting to get nice. 60 degrees in Maryland. It's going to be a fun time. Snow's getting out here in North Dakota. Don't like it. Going to go home. See you guys next week.